Please refrain from posting online and social media reviews of your experience, as these may be considered testimonials and are subject to regulations under the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and are not allowed by Gradient Advisors, LLC. Clicking like should not be considered a positive reflection of the investment advisory services offered by Gradient Advisors, LLC, and or their affiliated investment advisor representatives.
This is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jeffrey provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird.
Hello and welcome back to Financial Focus. My name is Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts Wealth Management. If you would like more information about what you hear during the show today, please give us a call at 702-346-1335 or visit us online at www.financialconceptsmesquite.com. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. During the show today, we're going to discuss some of the indicators that can tell you that you're officially ready to retire. A U.S. News & World Report article, 8 Signs You're Ready to Retire, has a lot of terrific details that I'm eager to share today. The first of which is that you're ready to retire if you've had a good conversation about the future with your spouse. Clearly, you don't need your spouse's blessing to retire, but it's very likely a big mistake to make such a foundational lifestyle change without a lot of communication with your spouse. Is your spouse as ready to retire as you are? You don't want to end up in a situation where retirement is more stressful than your career was. After all, retirement is supposed to be a reward for all those years you were punching the clock, whether literally or metaphorically. Clear communication that leads to a solid plan is particularly important on matters like chores. For example, a spouse who has spent many years running the home may have routines for how they prefer to handle things, and the newly retired spouse needs to be respectful of those. Additionally, if one spouse can retire a handful of years before the other, will the spouse who isn't retiring be resentful? And will the retired spouse be able to accept that their spouse won't be available during the workday to spend time with them until their own retirement? The next sign that you may be ready to officially retire is having all or most of your debt paid off. It's no secret that money is an essential part of getting ready for retirement, and the more debt you're carrying, the more difficult it is to build an adequate nest egg. And while that may sound like simple common sense, the article quotes a financial services professional who says many of their clients come in without a clear sense of what their assets and liabilities are. It's essential to have a thorough understanding of what you own and how much you owe. From there, focus on paying off all or most of your debt before you formally retire. The article adds that many financial services professionals recommend that you have all debts with an interest greater than 6 or 7% paid off before you retire. Heading into retirement without the burden of significant debt payments will make your post-work life far more rewarding. Next, you shouldn't head into retirement before you've made a comprehensive budget with the assistance of your financial services professional. Don't lose sight of the fact that budgeting doesn't end once you're no longer working. If anything, budgeting is even more important once you retire because you'll need to accurately track your spending. Another benefit of budgeting with the assistance of a financial services professional is that they'll be able to help you account for the expenses that are likely to emerge as you age. It's one thing to address the spending you're doing right now, but your budget must also anticipate the spending changes that are on the horizon. While what you spend on gas and vehicle maintenance may go down, that savings may be offset by more frequent travel, especially early in your retirement. And as you exit your 60s and mid-70s, it's very likely that your healthcare needs and expenses will rise. Your budget needs to consider what healthcare may be costing you 10 or 20 years down the road. The next sign is determining if you have enough consistent and reliable sources of retirement income. After you've worked with your financial services professional to carefully build a budget, you can shift your focus to making sure you'll have enough money during your retirement to both pay bills and provide you enough to handle your discretionary spending. Retirement shouldn't be about merely surviving, so your strategy should position you to pay your bills and still have some breathing room at the end of each month. Most retirees build consistent and reliable income via pensions, Social Security, annuities, withdrawals from retirement savings tools, and income from part-time job or business. Once you've crunched the numbers and you know that you can comfortably cover your expected expenses, it's a clear indicator that you can now likely retire whenever you want. The next sign that you're ready for retirement is being as certain as possible that your finances can withstand normal market downturns. Many people work with their financial services professional to spread their retirement money across assets like stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The goal is for the growth in these investments to provide you with enough money to fund a potentially decade-long retirement. But, of course, there's also risk. The article notes that the concept of sequence of return risk often doesn't get the media attention it deserves. The sequence of return risk simply refers to the possibility of a market downturn hitting just as you're entering retirement. If you pull your money out of the stock market when this happens, you cement losses and possibly compromise the long-term value of your retirement account. The article cites a financial services professional who explains that while the last 15 years have been the stock market's best 15 years, it would be foolish to presume everything will always be this sunny. With the goal of protecting against sequence of return risk, it may be a solid move to set some savings aside in cash or other conservative investments that you choose in partnership with your financial services professional. That way, you can withdraw money from that pool while waiting for the market to recover. The next sign that you're ready to retire is having a plan for your health care. Many workers get their health care coverage from their employer, which means they must find new coverage once they retire. While Medicare is available to people 65 and older, younger retirees are on the hook to find medical coverage on the government's health insurance marketplace. The article also recommends discussing long-term care insurance and similar options with your financial services professional. Note that Medicare doesn't cover ongoing custodial care like a nursing home or assisted living facility. Medicaid often will, but before that happens, you must have depleted your assets while also meeting income requirements. Additional options include buying long-term care insurance or life insurance with a long-term care rider. Working with your financial services professional, tax professional, and an estate attorney to prepare your strategy and estate for the possibility of requiring long-term care. Making sure you'll have projects, hobbies, and passions to pursue during retirement is yet another signal you're ready to retire. Many financial services professionals will tell you that many of their clients find themselves feeling a bit lost in the early days of their retirement. Again, your job was the framework that you built your week around. That's 40 to 50 hours a week and 160 to 200 hours a month you must now fill with other pursuits. You can't simply head into retirement without a plan to fill your days, and in fact, not having a clear sense of what you want to do with your time may be a sign that you should hold off a bit on retirement. Ultimately, boredom is a very real risk that comes with retirement. Feeling burned out at work is the article's final signal that you're ready to retire. Waking up in the morning and feeling a sense of dread about getting up and heading to work means it's time to sit down with your financial services professional to make your final retirement preparations. Of course, Having those feelings about your current job doesn't automatically mean you're done working forever. A lot of people shift gears a bit and open their own business or transition to part-time hours or perhaps become a consultant. For some, easing into retirement is the best move. If you have any questions about your tax diversification strategy, retirement accounts, or any other elements of your financial plan, please visit my website at www.financialconceptsmesquite.com or call my office at 702-346-1335 to discuss how my team might be able to answer your questions and address your concerns. If you enjoyed the show today, please visit my website and click on my radio page. Also, be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you've worked so hard for. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week. Be safe and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Financial Focus. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Jeffrey Bird at Financial Concepts. Call 702-346-1335 or visit them online at financialconceptsmesquite.com.
Jeffrey Burr and Ronald Bird offer investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota 877-885-0508 and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Financial Concepts, Inc. is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors, LLC insurance products and services offered through Jeffrey Bird and Ronald Bird, independent agents. Financial Concepts, Inc., Jeffrey Bird and Ronald Bird and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.